What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Let's go before the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for this Friday night, young adults. We praise you, Lord, for you are good. We thank you that tonight is a good night to be in your presence. I thank you, Father, for every person here, and may not one person leave the same tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks, worship team. Thanks. Let's give the hand clap for the worship team. All right, you may be seated. What's up, everybody? It's a good day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. If you are here tonight, we want to invite you to stay after because we will be having Cane's Chicken in the lobby tonight. Nobody? No Cane's Chicken? Okay. All right. Listen, if you're a Chick-fil-A person, I get it. But come on. It's Cane's, all right? Can't be mad about that. So we invite you to – did you already announce that? Oh, sorry, in the cafe. So, if you're hungry, you're free to hang out with us. But that's going to be fun. All right. Well, today is Friday night, our main event service here at Houston Young Adults. And let me tell you, I'm excited. I'm going to be teaching on probably one of my favorite subjects, which is the power of the tongue. All right. So, now, the reason why it's my favorite subject is because it's my favorite. No, I'm just kidding. The reason why it's my favorite subject is because it was probably one of the first things I was taught when I came to the Lord. And so I was taught, if you don't know, Pastor Sandy is my mom, which is really funny. Not a lot of people know that until like after 6 months of coming to the church. But it's not like I don't have a tattoo that says like Sandy or anything like that, so I get it. But Pastor, if you're watching, great to have you. Thank you. Oh, and welcome everybody on the live stream. We do have people watching. It's not like we have like zero viewers or anything, but should have been here. No, I'm just kidding. But the power of the tongue was one of the first things I learned when I came to the Lord. And when Pastor Sandy was learning about it, she basically passed everything on to me. So as she was filling herself, she talks about how when her and my dad came to the Lord, they got back in church and so forth and so forth. Well, it was very fortunate for me, and I believe it was God's plan that I was the age I was, because everything in the hungriest time of her life, she was basically taking everything, and everything she finished, she poured it into me. And one of her favorite subjects is the power of the tongue. So she shared it Thursday on her live stream, but, I never cuss, okay? I think people think crap is a cuss word. It's not a cuss word. But, and if you think crap's a cuss word, well, crap. So what was a cuss word in my house was can't. I literally had no excuses for me growing up. I was 12 years old and couldn't say the word can't. And, when you're growing up, like, that's like, you're like, I want to tie my shoes. Oh, I can't. Well, it's like, too bad. You got to tie your shoes. But the reason why they made it like that was because, not because they didn't want to deal with us or because they didn't want to help us, but because they were trying to instill a principle into us of there's nothing that you can't do. And if you say there's something you can't do, then you're not going to be able to do it. So they were setting us up for a life of successful speaking. And so not successful in the realm of finances, but successful in driving your life in the right direction. So tonight I'm going to be hitting 3 points today. So you can write them down now, because just so you can have them. Number one will be the tongue of destruction. So there's three types of tongues I'm going over today. Not tongues in the sense of like your heavenly language, but like tongue, So one is the tongue of destruction. Number two is the tongue. Sorry, that was kind of quick. Number one is the tongue of destruction. Number two is the tongue of construction. And number three is the tongue of protection. The tongue of protection. And so, number one, I'm going to start with is the tongue of destruction. So, I'm going to start off in Proverbs 18:21. So, if you're taking notes, you can write that down. Proverbs 18:21. This is a very known scripture, but it says, okay, can we do the New King James? Sorry, I forgot to tell you that. But it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say, death and life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And then if you go to Proverbs 18:7, it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. This is, when I was studying studying for this, it was giving me flashbacks of our leadership series. Who went through the leadership series? Yeah, that was like the GOAT series ever. I think I'm thinking about doing it again, but in a different way. So look out for that. If you don't know what the leadership series is, it was awesome. But when you look at the Bible, one thing about the Bible and the tongue is there's no middle ground when it comes to the tongue. When the Bible speaks about the tongue and your mouth and what you say, it's rather death or life. It's rich or poor. It's blessed or it's cursed. There's no in-between when it comes to things that come out of your mouth. And so that's why it's very, very important that you understand that anything that comes out of your mouth carries power. Your tongue will determine if you're a conqueror or a coward. So if you're writing notes down, write that down. Your tongue will determine if you're a conqueror or a coward. So, don't be a coward. Be a conqueror. It's like really easy, right? You think it's like, but it's okay. I got points here. So, your tongue will determine if you're a conqueror or a coward. It's funny because when you look at successful in the world of business, you look at successful people, and you know they have these courses where you can, you know, you go take sales courses, you go take business strategy courses, you go do all these courses, right, of all these people that you pay a lot of money for. And then you show up and you're like, wait, they're just teaching Bible principles. And then you're like mad because you spent $1,000 because to hear the Bible when you could have just came to young adults, right? But really, it's true. They take biblical principles, and it all is, everything they teach, especially with like door-to-door sales in the world of finance and stuff like that, it's all very much what you say, how you carry yourself, what you say to others. It all has to do with your mouth. And so I have three ways here to keep your tongue from destruction. So if you're taking notes, these are three ways to keep your tongue from destruction. Number one is continual feeding on the word. Continual feeding on the word. You may say, well, how do I keep my tongue from destruction? How do I keep my tongue from keeping me out of trouble? Continual feeding on the word. The Bible says that the word is like a mirror unto man. So when you begin to study the word and to, you know, people say, I want to be like Jesus. I just need to be like Jesus. But then they never want to pick up their Bible. They're like, I just want him to speak to me. But his word is right here. This book is a living, breathing word. And so when you read this book, it begins to change you. It begins to mold you. Though you start thinking differently. You start talking differently. You know, there's some people in the world that they may not come from a great family. They may not have a great family right now. They may come from a poor background or a rich background. It actually really doesn't matter if you come from rich or poor, because both sides without God are destruction. There's no peace in the house of the wicked, the Bible says. And so people think that, oh, as long if I had money, it would solve all my issues. Or, oh, if I had a good family, if I had, you know, whatever. But in reality, without the word of God, you could have all the money, you could have all the family, you could have the dream job, you could have all this and still have nothing, because you don't have Jesus in your heart. And so continual feeding on the word will begin to mold you and begin to change you. So when you give your life to Christ, you begin to realize that, wait, I don't want to do the same things. You begin to say, maybe I shouldn't hang out with those people. You begin to say, well, I don't really feel like going out to the bar today. And it's not because you woke up this morning and you said, not going to bar. Cut off annoying guy at work. It's like, you know, you didn't wake up and do that. But it's because you've taken on a new identity in Christ. And so, number one, continual feeding on the word. This is three ways to keep your tongue from destruction. And when I use the word tongue today, you can insert it yourself. Because your tongue, the Bible says your tongue is like a rudder of a boat. So, you know, you have a big old boat, and then you have like this tiny wheel, and you just turn it. And it's this little thing on the back that drives this huge ship. And that's what the Bible says your tongue is. Your tongue, the Bible even says, get this, the Bible even says, I don't have this in my notes, that's why I'm not even standing next to the pulpit at this point. But the Bible even says that man has tamed animals, man has conquered cities, but man has yet to conquer the tongue. And so the Bible carries a heavy weight when it comes to speaking. And right now, we're at what? What is this group called? Yeah, Houston Young Adults. Not Houston, your life is over, adults. Or not Houston, you can dip into your 401k now results. It's Houston Young Adults. So this is the most pivotal point in your life to learn this lesson. Because if you learn this lesson, the power of the tongue, your life will be dramatically different from your families, even if you had a good family. Even if your family was successful in the Lord, even if your family loved the Lord, you have a head start. That's why when you look at generational wealth, I was looking at, I forgot what, it was this thing that popped up on my Instagram, but it was talking about net worths, right? And it's crazy because you see some of these net worths, and it was like, I think they were like having like a guessing game with net worth. Why can't I say net worth? I'm half Mexican, and that's the only Mexican part I got was not being able to say W's. But they were talking about net worths, right? And so I think Kim Kardashian's net worth is like $1.4 billion. And I'm like, when you think about it, it's like her kids never have to work another day in their life because of generational wealth. So, but you look at some kids, right? Some successful people's kids, and they're broke, they're poor because they always relied on their parents. But then you see other people's kids, and they're even more successful because they took what their parents gave them and took it to the next level. And so it doesn't matter how successful or whatever, you always can go farther than where your family has gone. If I based my life off of my parents' education, I'd be like, I don't know where the heck I'd be. I'd be bagging groceries at like Mi Tienda. And if you're bagging groceries at Mi Tienda, there's a starting point somewhere. I was at 16, I was managing Kolache Factory right here on 1960. hands down my favorite job ever. Forget everything else. That was so fun. I'll tell the story really quick. I went in to buy a croissant because I love croissants. As you can tell, not six-packed, but I love croissants. And so I walked in to get my croissant that I get every week. And there was a sign on the door. I think I was 16. And it said, like, job or hire, whatever it is, help needed. And so I walked in, and I was just making conversation with the guy. And I didn't know he was the owner. He's an employee, whatever. But I said, hey, y'all looking for someone to hire? And he goes, yeah, are you looking for a job? And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't have a job, so I was like, yeah, I guess. And funny story, my mom's in the car. You know, I'm 16, I don't have a car yet, so my mom's in the car. And he's like, okay, well, yeah, can you be here at 4 a.m. Monday? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't have anything going on at that time, so I guess so. Sure. It was like there was like a pause internally, but before I could even think about it, I said, yeah. And then I walked back in the car with my croissant. I still have my croissant. I don't even think he made me pay for it. Actually, I think he still made me pay for it. I got to text him. I still talk to him to this day. Great guy. But I walked back in the car, and I sit down, and I was like, so I got a job. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I got a job. But why am I going off on that subject? Anyway, oh, yeah, if you're bagging me at the end of groceries, no big deal. The Lord's got a plan for your life. But they're stepping stones. But anyways, I love that. All right, back on track. Number two. So three ways to keep your tongue from destruction. Number two, keeping right company. So number one is continual feeding on the word. Remember, the Bible is like a mirror unto man. As you read it, you begin to change and he begins to mold you. You begin to take on the likeness of Christ. Number two is keeping right company. Say, keeping right company. You ever heard the saying, you are who you hang around with? That's a Bible quote. It's literally a Bible quote. It's in the Bible. And the Bible also says, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. So who you put yourself around will determine. It's funny because depending on who you hang around, you talk about different things. When you notice that when you hang around people who are driven, who are at a place that you're not at yet, who are farther than you in life, their conversation is different. They think differently. They think in different amounts. They plan longer in advance than somebody who is, I'm trying to be like really nice here. Like, I'm really trying to work on being nice, but you know, the Lord is good. So it's all good. Nobody can ever say a talk behind their back because it just comes out on the pulpit anyway. So, okay, keeping right company. Who you associate yourself with matters because it'll determine your character. It'll determine the way you act. It'll determine the way you talk. You ever hung around with somebody for a really long time and then y'all start wearing the same thing? You're like really excited that y'all like have the same shoes. Like me and Drew were on the same basketball team in high school. And then like, actually we never had the same style. That's good. Good. But anyways, that was a terrible example because that's totally... but you get it. You start hanging around with somebody. When you get married, you start becoming like each other. You start picking up the little quirks, or you start dating somebody and you're like, what you thought was, you didn't never thought that was funny. And now because they think it's funny, you think it's funny, or you get little comebacks. It's a natural thing that when you surround, who you surround yourself, you become more like. And so that's where a lot of people go wrong, especially young adults, is they get saved, they get on fire, they're excited to serve the Lord, but then they try to go back and live the same way they were living before they got saved. And it's the same story, different face. I went and hung out with my friends, and next thing you know, I'm drinking. Next thing you know, I feel condemned because I had a drink. And then 3 weeks later, you never see him again. But it all started with association. So Say this again. Say, keeping right company. Three ways to keep yourself from destruction is, one, continual feeding of the word, and two, keeping right company. And that's why it's great to come to a place like this where you have other men and women of God to counsel with, to talk with. We have hang nights. If you say, well, I don't really, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, we have volleyball. We go to Topgolf. That's why we do hang nights. So that way, one, it's easier to bring other people. You know, not everybody is open to coming to a service for the first time. But also, it's easier to bring people. So that way, we just hang out. We're just hanging out. And you'll be surprised. It's just great fellowship with godly people. And so, keeping right company. Number three. Oh, in Proverbs, let me read the scripture real quick. In Proverbs 13:20, it says, and I'll wait till it's up here. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Again, keeping up with the trend of the tongue. The Bible is never light on how you use the tongue. It's never light on who you associate yourself with. It's life or death, rich or poor, blessed or cursed. There's never an in-between with God. And so, number three, living in uprightness. Living in uprightness. Proverbs 28:11. Let's go there. Proverbs 28:11. It says, 28:11. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor, is that the right? I don't think I wrote the right scripture. It's okay. The one I meant to write down was, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Courtney, what scripture is that? 28:1. Okay, I wrote two ones, so I thought it was 11. Sorry. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Three ways to keep your tongue from destruction. Living, continual feeding on the word, keeping right company, and living in uprightness. Sin will ruin the thickness of your sound. Sin will ruin the confidence and your boldness. You ever notice that? It's funny because when people, I got to stop using these analogies, but you ever notice that, and if this is you, it's not that big a deal. You're here on a Friday night. But basically, you see somebody, and they start off in the front row, and then they go back, and then back, and back, and back, and then next thing you know, they're not even in the building anymore, and I still can't find them. You think they're in the restroom, but they're not here anymore. But it's because sin ruins your confidence. Sin stains your lips. There's no longer this boldness. It's not as comfortable to come to church. It's not as comfortable to hang out with people because sin will always take you farther than you want to go. Sin will always leave a stain. And that's the whole reason that Jesus Christ was sent to this earth, so that we wouldn't go to hell, so that he would take all our sins away. And get this. So, and we're having an outreach tomorrow, and y'all went out soul winning last week, right? Yeah. And so when we go soul winning and we lead people to the Lord, it says when you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. When you look at salvation, here on Sunday mornings, it's a beautiful thing when people come up and receive Jesus Christ. And what takes place here? It's a confession that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. It's speaking. God gave everything that comes out of your mouth the power of death and the power of life. And so it's our job to make sure that we are always choosing life. We are always speaking life. And so just like that, it says, when you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm going to skip to the scripture, and I'll read it again later. But Proverbs 23:7, it says, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Can you go to the King James on that one, please? It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, I'm going to read these one more time. Continual feeding on the word, number one. Number two is keeping right company. And number three is living in uprightness. And thank God for a group like Houston Young Adults where you can come, you can get connected, you can volunteer, and you have like-minded people. It's not like we're just like weird Christians here. You know, we actually like have goals. We have dreams. Like, you know, we want families. It's like, it's not like we're like, don't wear makeup, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, we wear pants here. No, I'm just kidding. But this really is a great group of people. And I encourage you, take every chance you can to do connect yourself with this group. Not because, it's just the thing to do or because, you know, just reluctantly. But I promise you, if you connect yourself here, your life will not be the same by the end of 2023. And I fully expect to see 100 young adults by summer. That is our goal. If you don't know, our goal for the young adults is to have 100 young adults by summer. So who's going to help us out with that goal? Amen. Bring somebody, invite somebody. Next young adults, we'll probably do a couple more giveaways, and it's going to be a good time. Amen. We're also working our way into Lone Star College, which is going to be, like, super awesome. So there's going to be ways to volunteer with that, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Amen. But I truly am so excited for the young adults this year. This group is not going to look the same by the end of this year. And I'm not just saying that to be, like, motivating, and I'm really not saying that just to, like, make you feel better. As you can tell, I've already called, like, 30 people out tonight that aren't here. but seriously, connect yourself, especially with this church. This is a great church to be a part of. If you look at this church in the past 6 months, I mean, every Sunday now, it's almost full. Like, when I say full, I mean, like, we're almost having to add chairs. Like, we're already planning on making a room back here. So we need to keep the worship team back there. We'll keep them back there. They don't need seats. They can sit back there. But because we're planning for it. And the Lord is doing a great work in this house. How many of y'all see that studio and storage that we were building in the back? Yeah. And when that's done, the young adults are going to be pumping out some content. Let me tell you, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I may even do Spanish. No, I'm just kidding. I don't speak Spanish. But on a real note, we're going to be doing a lot more live streams. Who has been a part of one of our YA Hang live streams? Yeah, those are fun. Exactly. See, y'all need to get a part of it. It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah, it's just YA Hang lives. They're super fun. There's like meme of the week, young adult of the week. It's just really cool. So look out. Go on YouTube, Houston Young Adults. All right, cool. All right, I am preaching a message here, but it's fun. It's good. It's a good time. How are you having a good time so far? I'm having a good time. I don't have, like, time restraints other than the canes might be getting cold at this. No, I'm just kidding. We haven't picked it up yet. So, all right, so number two. Point number two, number one was the tongue of destruction, and number two is the tongue of construction. Remember, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue determines if you will be a conqueror or a coward. That's literally like my favorite saying this week. Your tongue will determine if you will be a conqueror or a coward. In Proverbs 15:4, it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. James 3:3 says, indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us when we turn their whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Your tongue is able to shift you in the right or the wrong direction. Let it point you in the right direction. And that's what you're learning tonight. Point your tongue in the right direction. Write this. Pay attention to this. Your mouth is not just another body part, but it's a gift from God. Your mouth is not just another body part, but it's a gift from God. Your mouth is not just another body part, but it is a gift from God. In the beginning of the Bible, it says, God said, let there be light, and light was. God said, he said, let there be light, and today we still have light. They actually don't even know how large the universe is because light has never stopped. So the universe continues to grow. They literally cannot measure the universe because light has continued to go ever since the creation of time. And so God used his words to create everything we have today and gave you the same gift of being able to speak. So if God created the heavens and the earth by speaking, we too have the power to create death and life here on earth. And I tell you today, choose life. Choose life. Proverbs 23:7 again, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. What you begin to put into you, you begin to meditate on, you begin to think about during the week, and as you begin to, it's in your heart, you begin to catch yourself thinking about it, and then you begin to catch yourself talking about it. It's kind of like when we were starting to date, or I guess right before we were starting to date, I would give, oh, those were good times. I feel like it was like 10 years ago, but it was only like 2 years. It was funny because it was like all I could think about is like, how can I like have common interests with this girl? It was like I was just trying to find ways to like, listen, guys, all right, we were going to do a singles podcast for Valentine's Day. We didn't end up doing it, but it's coming. It's next week? Really? She said one day. All right, death and life in the tongue. No, I'm just kidding. Men pursue, pull the moves out. I was literally like the Mexican MJ I was shooting every shot. Let me tell you, I was pretending to like food. I thought her jokes were funnier than they were. Like, I was like, I think I might have said I liked crawfish. I hate crawfish, but you know, New Orleans girl, you gotta pretend. But I was literally. I was everything, all I could think of, all I could do, all I could talk about was her, because I had let my heart, I had begun to start giving pieces of my heart to her. So what ended up coming out was just everything that had to do with her. But that's really funny. Glad it worked out. Glad it worked out. Oh, man, good times, good times. But we're still married. I want to clarify that. It was a great time. But when you begin to seek God, you begin to come to services like this. You begin to get involved in your local church. You begin to read the word. You will notice that your desires begin to change. You don't want to do the same things. You begin to think differently. You begin to talk differently. You walk differently. Things, when you hear certain things, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't, certain jokes don't feel the same way. Certain movies, you don't feel right. Certain things, there was a total heart change when you gave your life to the Lord. And so to keep yourself out of trouble, it's required of us to fill ourselves with things that, he says, think thoughts that are lovely, pure, why can't I think of the other ones? Good report. Yeah, that's what it was. I thought that wasn't it, but that is it. But it's our job to fill ourselves with his word. And so, again, living upright, keeping right company, and continually feeding of the word are three ways that you can have a successful life with the power of the tongue. God has placed power in your tongue. You even talking about going back to the marriage thing, even when you get married, God made it so, even legally, you have to go before a court, you have to go before a judge, and you have to speak, and you have to say vows, and there has to be words exchanged for that to become official. God used words to even make, when you get married and you go before God, you're making a covenant with God. And what seals that covenant is your words, So God created every important thing to have to do with speaking. There's power. So even marriage is officiated by the words of our mouths. Staying on my notes. But life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I encourage you today, keep your tongue tamed. I was trying to say how to say it nicely, But keep your tongue in right standing. And do that by seeking the word. Seeking what the word says. The word, the tongue of construction. And number three, this is my last point. It's the tongue of protection. One way to continually have a victorious life is by keeping his praises continually in your mouth. One way to having a victorious life is continually keeping his praises in your mouth. It's very, very hard to go off when you wake up every morning and say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for taking my life and changing me. I thank you that I used to be depressed. I used to be sad. I used to be anxious. I used to worry all the time, but now I'm not. When you do that every single morning, it's very, very hard for you to start to deter. A way to a victorious life is by keeping the praises to his name. That's why I love the song we do that goes, I sing praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. When you begin to sing praise, Pastor Sandy once taught a series on the power of thanksgiving. And the thanksgiving is the way to breakthrough. And so that was a really good message. Oh, if you aren't coming on Sunday nights, you need to come on Sunday nights. Right now we're doing a series on spiritual maturity. And if you connect yourself with that marriage, if you connect yourself with that message, it will save you from so much hurt in life. It'll save time. It'll save heartbreak. It'll keep your life on the right path. Holy Spirit come into my it's not advocate. Okay, y'all are making it worse. This is worse. Okay, are y'all from America? Okay. Look, I'll just say it this way. I cannot encourage you enough to come. That's not it either. All right. Okay. Have you ever heard of overeducated? No, I'm just kidding. basically what I'm saying is come to the Sunday night services. It'll change your life. Spiritual maturity is the basis of everything. You need that lesson. All right. Pastor Sandy, comment, like, subscribe if you agree. I'm not, if you notice, I haven't pulled my phone out because I'm scared that I got text messages already. I'm just kidding. All right. Just kidding. Are you having a good time tonight? I'm having a great time. Honestly, it's like I could be serious. I could, like, you see those memes where it's like, bing, en el nombre de santo. Like, I could totally do that. Not going to do it, okay? But it's a good time. It's a good time. I love being in the house of the Lord. I genuinely have so much fun. It's like sometimes not going there. Okay. But anyways, the house of the Lord is the best place to be. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good song, good quote, everything. All right. Moving on. Where was I? Tongue of protection. A way to have a victorious life is to keep praises to his name. Keeping right company will steer you in the right direction. Write this down. Write this down. Say it. Write this down. Nothing can be against me if my mouth is not against me. Nothing can be against me if my mouth is not against me. You ever heard that saying, you are your worst enemy? Biblical sayings, I'm telling you. Fact check. I'm just kidding. But really, nothing can be against you if your mouth is not against you. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Living a godly life will empower you to where you have no down seasons, you have no downturns, and you have no losses. That's one thing me and Courtney pray all the time, is we would never have loss. The Bible says, I will cause you to walk in profit. I will cause you to walk in profit. The Bible says, I maketh a man rich, and I addeth no sorrow. Again, the Bible is very clear. You know, out of all the Bible, you can go through all this Bible, and there's not one contradicting word. The Bible is an uncontradicted book. And so, when it's very clear. It's one or the other. There's no in between. Even it says, you're either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. And if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. If there's anything that God hates more than anything, it's being in the middle. You cannot be in the middle. You are one or the other. He makes it even clearer in this scripture. He says, you cannot serve two masters. You serve one or the other. Anything you do in life has to be one or the other. The Bible even says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I love that scripture, but it gives me like flashbacks. I have like PTSD with that scripture because like my mom, I'd be like, oh, I want Chick-fil-A. And then we get in the car and then I'd be like, you know, I think like Maude sounds good. She's like, are you double-minded? I'm like, okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I was just hungry. I was like, I've been wearing the same size pants since like fifth grade. If that tells you anything. Like, I had a dream to be a baker and I think it was just because I was big and wanted an excuse to keep eating cake. Like, listen, y'all, I've come a long way here, okay? But anyways, no, the Bible is very, very clear on being sure in your decisions. Being sure in your decisions. Say this, I will be sure in all my decisions. Say that again. I will be sure in all my decisions. I like to say this. I would rather miss it shooting from the stars than being caught doing nothing. I would rather miss it shooting for the stars than being caught doing nothing. Make a decision. Make that a practice. Next time you want to go out to eat, if you say you're going to Wendy's, go to Wendy's. If you're saying you're going to Wingstop, go to Wingstop. I don't care if it's hot outside. Still go to Wingstop. I'm just kidding. But practice in the little. The Bible says, when you're faithful in the little, you'll be a ruler over much. And so that's in every area. These are little things. The tongue, again, going back to that scripture, man has conquered cities, he's conquered land, but has yet to conquer the tongue. But God has given us the power to conquer the tongue. He's given us death and life and put that inside of each and every one of our individual tongues. And it's our job to decide what comes out. What comes out? And as the worship team comes back up again, I'm going to say, your tongue will determine if you're a conqueror or a coward. Your tongue will determine if your life is successful or if your life is full of excuses. Your tongue will determine if when you leave this earth that you'll have a legacy or you'll have nothing. The Bible actually says it's biblical for us to leave an inheritance to our children. And so when I leave this, take the opportunity. Bishop David Oyedepo says this. He says, if it's too big for your mouth, it's too big for your hands. So if you can't speak it, you'll never obtain it. So begin. I encourage you, write down what you want to see in 2023. Begin to write down some of the things that the Lord's showing you, goals you have, and anything, what you want to do, what you want to be, how much you want to make. Begin to start drawing out a plan and speaking those things. I always share the scripture about when I was believing for the ring. When I look back at it, I found seven scriptures, and every single day I spoke those scriptures. And anytime I felt discouraged or felt going one way, I instantly spoke. So you have power in your tongue. Death or life is in the power of the tongue. Amen? Amen. And so, as we go into the next part of our service, we can all go ahead and stand. How many have had a great night tonight? All right, I'm going to go study some more. No, I'm just kidding. But it's been a great night. I'm really glad that y'all came here. It honestly is an honor that y'all would come to Houston Young Adults on a Friday night. You could literally be anywhere, but we're glad to have y'all here. And so I personally thank y'all for coming here tonight. But as we go into the next part of our service, we're going to go ahead and open up the altar. I wasn't going to do it, but I'll do it. Thanks. All right, so, oh, man, good times. All right, as we go into the next part of our service, you may be here tonight, and you say, well, one, the first call is, one, I don't know Jesus. You said the Lord this, the Lord that. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. The Bible says that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And hell was not created for man. It was created for Satan and his demons. But he says, I've given you life and I've given you death. And I hope that you would choose life. And so tonight you have an opportunity, if you haven't yet, to choose life tonight. And so the first call is for, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's call number one. Call number two is, you may have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may have been saved. You may have grown up in church. You may have never grown up in church. But you say, I haven't been living right. Or maybe, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I should be. But today you want to say, enough is enough. Or you say, today I want to mark the day that I'm going all in with the Lord. I'm giving my life fully to Jesus Christ. So that's call number two. And call number three, if you have any prayer requests, my wife Courtney is going to come up here too as well. If you have any prayer requests during this next song, if you need healing in your body, if you want to pray for
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.